This program is made possible by the friends and partners of Unspeakable Joy.
The study that I want to give to you is I want to give to you the truth about global warming. Now, you're kindly wondering, what in the world does this have to do with the Bible? Well, everything that we deal with and think about, God cares about. And I promise you, nothing comes across our pathway that the devil has not put there to distract our minds from trusting in the Lord God. Every bit of that. God is desiring us to have full and complete confidence in His Word. God desires you and I to have full and complete confidence in the Word of the living God. And I promise you, the devil's going to do everything in his power to try to get you to doubt. Now, we've got this thing of global warming. These kids are learning about it in school, and you've heard about it on the news, and you got one side that says we ought to kill all the cars and ride a whale. Then you got people on the other side, and they want you to say, well, there is no such thing as global warming. Where is the truth, and what does it have to do with the Bible? I was in the Safari Nation yesterday. My little children had a birthday party that they went to. And I was reading Fox News, going through the different articles on there. And there was an article that came up that yesterday a cyclone hit Japan. It was a cyclone that was a major cyclone, and it ran a path right into Tokyo. And in Tokyo, in one day, they had a major hurricane cyclone. That same cyclone, it spawned off a tornado that went through parts of Tokyo. And then at the same time, in the same city, there was a 5.7 scaled earthquake. All of it that happened in the same time frame. And it was as if the Holy Ghost began to pump my mind into that vein of what in the world is going on. Now, you type in Japan earthquake, and there's going to be all types of articles that came up. I did it while the choir was over there, while the choir was singing, I did it. And almost every single one of those articles, they always make this little caveat in the article about how this rise of unstable weather, it has to do with this thing called global warming. Now, I have heard so many different things. One thing I have learned, and I hope that the church family, you will learn it, is if it comes across that TV from a news organization, do not believe anything you hear until you check it out for yourself. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, there is not one, I don't care if it's a Fox, if it's a CNN, if it's Drudge, if it's MSNBC, they're all run by God-hating liberals, every single one of them. I can tell you who owns each and every one of them. They're all God-hating liberals. Be careful about what you listen to. But don't go on the flip side of this thing and say, you can't believe any of it, it's all a lie, I'm going to dig me a hole in a field and live in a bunker for the rest of my life on my MREs and rations. That's not the way that God wants you to go either. You've got to understand what is the truth. If you were to look up global warming, let's read our verse right quick. Psalm chapter 24. I don't think I gave you a text yet. Psalm chapter 24 and verse 1 is where we'll find our text verse tonight. And tonight I want you to make as many notes as you can, because surely you're going to have a left-leaning or right-leaning friend, a liberal or a conservative, and they're going to do everything in their power. They're going to bring up this thing of global warming. And I want you to know what the Word of the living God says. The Bible says in the book of Psalm chapter 24 and verse number 1, the earth is the Lord's. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. I want you to underline that first little phrase, the earth is the Lord's. Underline that phrase, because what you've got to understand is there is not one single thing that happens to this circular ball of mud that we call home that God does not allow to happen. everything that comes down the pipe, it is ordained, allowed, guided, and manipulated by the sovereign hand of a holy God. So whenever you see news articles about this happening, that happening, this happening, that happening, I promise you, brothers and sisters, God already knew about it before they put it on there, because He is the one that allowed it to go into place. If you were to look up global warming, the definition of global warming, you would find something. I've got a definition, a big, long definition that I'm going to have Kim put up on the screen. It would look something like that right there. Don't try to read it, because it's all a bunch of jibble-jabble, and you're going to look up one definition, you'll find one answer. You look up another one, you'll find another answer. You look up another one, you'll find another one. But this is basically what any definition of what global warming, it will say. It will say it is the variation or the raising in the earth's temperature by a few degrees, but they always say this. It is caused by human-caused amounts, or whatever they say. They will always tell you that global warming is the effect of man and our irresponsibility on the earth. They'll say it's because of cars, or they'll say it's because of cows that didn't get the right amount of grass, or some will say it's because of hairspray, or some will say it's because of factories and all of this. Now, brothers and sisters, you've got to understand one thing about this. Every physical phenomena in the world is linked, anchored, and attached to the spiritual. Everything you see in the physical, it may be the fruit, but the root is in the spirit world. You've got to understand that. Say that with me. The fruit is the physical, but the root is the spiritual. You've got to understand, this world and all that we see, it is only as we see it with our eyes, but the realness of it is in the spiritual world. Now, here is what you've got to understand about this earth. Is the earth warming? Well, you've got data that says it is, but then people say it goes in seasons. Here's the problem with data. Data has only been able to be collected for about the last 132 years. So it's impossible to get a long-term amount. But there is one thing that we can all see with the naked eye. That the weather, the world, the environment, and the area of life that we dwell in, called this world, is falling apart. The earthquakes are increasing. The storms are getting more volatile. The heat waves are getting hotter. The cold snaps are getting colder. You've got to understand something about this world, though. Hear me and hear me well on this. This physical world that you and I live in, the earth, the weather, the tectonic plates, and everything that they're in, it is all under the curse of sin. When Adam fell in the garden, sin did not just enter the bloodstream of man, but it actually entered the physical ground, the physical sky, and the physical weather that you and I. All of this is under the curse of sin. Therefore, the further we get from the garden, and the closer we get to the end, it's going to get crazier and more volatile and more out of control and more topsided than it ever has been. You can go ahead and count on it. The storms are going to get worse. The hurricanes are going to get stronger. The cold snaps are going to get colder. The heat waves are going to get hotter. The things are going to get more and more and more and more out of control, because we're getting further and further away from the source. But brothers and sisters, this is what you've got to understand. Do not be afraid, and do not feel like this thing is out of control. What I'm going to show you tonight is that your God, over 3,000 years ago, He has already written it down in this book, what would happen in the last days. What if I told you tonight that God had already predicted these volatile times long 2,000 years ago, and He had His prophets write it down in a book? If a God was able to do that, don't you think that He knows what's what's going to happen. What I'm trying to tell you is that all of this that is happening out there, and the news anchors are biting their nails, and they're retiring because they want to live their best life before this whole thing falls apart. And NASA's looking for comets, and Smokey the Bear's looking for wildfires, and the people on the ocean are looking for tsunamis. God said, child of God, do not be afraid. Don't look at the signs in the sky. Look at my word, because the answer is already in my book. So I'm going to give you some things tonight that I think will blow your mind and will make you trust in the God of this Bible. Because here is what I want to tell you. Either God wrote all of the book or God wrote none of the book. It cannot be either or. He's either the author of 66 books or he's not the author of any of these books. And if there is one area that he is not the author in, then we need to close it all up and never read it again. But if God is the author of all of it, we need to know all of it. I'm going to give you four truths tonight about this thing called global warming and all of the weather phenomena that are happening. Just a little Bible study tonight is what I'll give you. Number one, let me talk to you about the truth about the warming of the earth. The truth about the warming of the earth. Brothers and sisters, does not take a rocket scientist to read data. Anybody can get on NASA's website and read data. Anybody can get on the North American Weather's website and read data. And it does appear in our data that the temperature of the earth is getting a little warmer. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that there are areas of glaciers that seem to be melting. But the problem is not, are they getting hotter or is it melting? The question is, where is the heat coming from? What scientists today would tell you is that it's warming from the outside in. It's being caused by greenhouse gases. It's being caused by the greenhouse effect. And we're putting more and more emissions into the air. And we're putting more and more CO2. Man, California, you can't even ride a donkey without paying taxes on that thing. They're afraid the whole city's going to melt in half. But here is the point. If I told you tonight that the earth is getting warmer, but it is not getting warmer from the outside in, it's getting warmer from the inside out. If you look at data today, brothers and sisters, you'll find that the core of Earth is actually expanding. They tell us that Earth's center core, the hot magma part of Earth's center core, is actually getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It's expanding by space. It's getting more liquefied, and it's getting bigger, and it's getting hotter, and it is growing out. And they believe that the heat is not coming from the outside in, but it's coming from the inside out. What in the world does that have to do with anything? Well, what does the Word of God tell us is at the center of the earth. I want to show you three different verses. Psalm 55, 15. I want to show you what the Bible says. Psalm 55, verse number 15. Look at what the Scripture says. I'm going to put it on the screen for you. Here's what it says. Let death seize upon them and let them go. Say it with me. Down into hell. All right. Let's look at Psalm 86, 13. Psalm 86, 13. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest, where? Hell. Proverbs 15, verse 24. Look at what the Scripture says. The way of life is above to the wise, that he may depart from hell, where? Beneath. So then what is beneath our feet according to the Word of God? Say it with me. Hell. What is in the center of the earth today, brothers and sisters? That is where the abyss is. That is where the place that the ungodly go. The Bible tells us that in the center of the earth is that place called hell. That is where that compartment where Lazarus went into the bosom of Abraham and the rich man went into the center of the earth, into hell. And what did the Bible say in Luke 16? And in hell he lift up. his eyes. Now, here's the point of what I'm telling you. Watch this. If hell is in the center of the earth, and there's a lot of biblical verses that teach that hell is in the center of the earth, let's find out. Isaiah chapter 5 and verse number 14. Isaiah 5 and verse 14. Watch what the Word of God says about hell inside of the earth. The Bible says that hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure. Notice what it says hell is doing in the last days. What does it say hell is doing? It is what? Enlarging. It is growing. Hell in the last days is getting bigger. Why would hell have to get bigger and bigger in the last days? Let's put some straws together. What did Paul say to Timothy? That in the last times, evil men shall wax worse and worse. In the last days, there'll be more people going into hell than have ever have been. There'll be more people rejecting Christ. You realize today on this earth, there are more people alive at this very moment than have been alive in the last before 250 years ago, and everybody that was ever added up before that. More people alive today. That means more people are dying today, and more people are rejecting Christ today. You know what that means? Hell is filling up. So what's hell having to do? It's having to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger in order to keep all these people and have place. Therefore, if the fire on the inside is getting bigger and bigger, what's that doing to the heat? It's making the heat get hotter and hotter. So is the earth getting hotter? The data tells us that it is. But it's not getting hotter because of what liberals say is CO2 emissions. It's not coming from the outside in, it's coming from the inside out. But God said it would be that way over 2,500 years ago. Who wrote the Bible? God had to write the Bible. You say, what's the truth about global warming? Is the earth warming? You bet it is. But it's warming from the inside because hell is enlarging itself. That's why we've got to preach the gospel. That's why we do what we can to preach to as many people as we can, because hell is getting bigger and it's making room. It's got vacancy for your loved ones. It's got vacancy for those people that you have prayed for and have labored for. It's got room, or it will make room for them. That is the truth about the earth warming. Number two, let me show you the truth about earthquakes and nature, or the weather. Earthquakes and nature and the weather. The Bible tells us, the data tells us that today there are more earthquakes every day today than have ever been 100 years and before. There are more earthquakes by data, by scale, by our ability to measure these earthquakes than there have ever been in all of the earth. Brothers and sisters, if we're not careful and don't read the Bible carefully, we'll think that this thing's just falling apart. We don't know what's going on. But what if I told you that over 2,000 years ago, our Lord, up on top of the Mount of Olives, he looked at his disciples that asked him, is this the end of the times? He said in Mark chapter 13, verse number 8, I want you to look at what the Bible says. The Bible says, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom shall rise against kingdoms, and there shall be earthquakes in divers places, and there shall be famines and troubles. Watch what the scripture says right here. These are the beginning of, what's the word? Sorrows. That word sorrow in your Bible, it's the Greek word, which literally means birth pain. The Bible says in the last days that the earth will begin to have earthquakes. The earth will begin to have famine. The earth will begin to have storms. The earth will begin to shake. And the earth will begin to rattle. And the tectonic plates will begin to grind against each other. And the core of the earth, as it expands out, all that pressure's got to go somewhere. And the crust of the earth begins to shift apart. Do you know what the Bible says? He says when you see all these earthquakes begin to happen everywhere, he said those are simply the beginning of the birth pangs. Ladies, if you've ever had a baby, when the birth pangs start, do they slow down or what do? They get stronger and stronger. But what do they signify? They signify something is got to come. Something is on the way. Something is about to be born. Something is about to split the crevice. Something is about to show itself. Something is about to come. We're about to see something that we've never seen before. And in the last days, honey, the earth is going to shake. And the birth pangs of this earth are going to begin to rattle. And they're going to begin to move. Because the earth is crying from within itself. What's the earth crying for? It's pointing to the sky and it's saying somebody is about to reveal himself. Somebody is headed to your people. Somebody is coming to get you. You're going to see something you've never seen before. So when you look around and see all these earthquakes, you just realize we're closer than we've ever been. Let me give you the third truth. The truth about the earth groaning. The truth about the earth groaning. I want to give you a scripture after you get done writing that down. It's in the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 20, verse 21, verse 22, and verse 23. Four verses. Romans chapter 8. The Bible says in Romans chapter number 8, verse number 20, for the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know, watch this phrase, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain. What does that mean? Verse 23 tells us what it means. And not only they, but ourselves also, which were the first fruits of the Spirit, even ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of the body. Here's what he says. He says, as you and I, as the people of God, we are waiting for the day that the Lord Jesus takes us home. We yearn for that. Every day you live, every day you get a little bit older, every day you get a little bit sicker, every day you have a little less life inside of you. You yearn to go to heaven more. You yearn to be on the other side of the river more. The Bible says the same thing about the earth. The earth, the longer this thing goes, the more sin gets in the soil, the more sin gets in the weather. The more sin affects the anomalies. So watch this. This is what the Bible says. The Bible says that the very creation, it groans. It yearns for the day when Jesus is going to make it clean. It yearns for the day when God is going to make a brand new heaven and a new earth. So watch this. Every single storm, every single earthquake, every single hurricane, every single rain shower, every single shifting of the tectonic plates, every single volcano that ruptures, every single cyclone that spins onto the sea, do you know what they are? They are the earth crying to their creator, saying, will you fix me? Will you put me back together? Will you make me like you made me in the original? Will you fix me? I've been broken. Will you help me? I've been scarred by sin. Every shifting of the tectonic plates, that's as if the earth itself is bent upon its knee and it's crying for its creator. Oh, rid me of this sin and rid me of this. You'd realize the earth is broken and it yearns for its creator to fix it. Every cyclone, every hurricane, every tornado, it's the earth crying out, groaning for help from its creator. And the Bible says, just like those birth pangs, lady, the closer you get to the birth, the worse those birth pangs get. It's the same with the earth. The closer we get to the coming of Christ, the worse it will get. Let me give you the fourth truth, the truth about the earth in the last days. the truth about the earth in the last days. Let me go ahead and help you clear up something very quickly. I want to go ahead and tell you, young people, you teenagers, you college students, you guys go and you learn from liberal professors. Listen, don't worry about a liberal professor. They'll get over what they've got here soon. Don't even let them bother you. But let me go ahead and help you. The sun is not going to burn out. A comet is not going to come and destroy the earth. We're not going to spin off of our axis and fall into space and freeze to death or burn up. That's not going to happen. God has already told us that it's not going to happen because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So whenever they talk about near-earth explosions or near-earth comets, God is not going to allow a comet to come and destroy the entire earth yet. Because there's coming a day in the tribulation. Let me explain to you some of the things that are going to happen in the tribulation. There'll be famine. There'll be a great earthquake so bad in the tribulation that every single mountain in the world shifts. In the tribulation, the earth is going to be thrown off kilter so much so out of its orbit that all four winds of the earth, north, south, east, and west, will not blow. The scripture tells us in that time that there'll be a meteor shower that destroys a third part of the trees. There'll be a meteor that strikes the earth. The Bible calls it wormwood. And when it strikes the earth, every single river in the entire world will be turned to blood. What does that come from? The death. The scripture tells us that the ash cloud that comes because of that meteor that hits the earth will cover the sun and the sun will not shine. It tells us things will be so bad that there'll be mass suicides that will be all unsuccessful. The scripture tells us that men will seek to die, but death will leave them alone. It'll be that bad. But let me go ahead and just help you right quickly. The Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 3, verse number 10, that when all that stuff starts happening, you and I aren't found, honey. We're not here. We've been raptured out of this mess. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 3, verse number 10, God says, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation. You know what that means? Whenever all that stuff starts falling in that 7 years of tribulation, I'm not down here on this earth looking for a shelter. I'm not hunting a bomb shelter. I'm not looking for a nuclear fallout shelter. Honey, I'm pulling up to the table inside of God's eternal city. You and I are not here. We're washed in the blood. We're sealed. Don't you worry one second about all that mess. We won't be here, honey. We'll be heaven bound with the hammer down. Now watch this. All of that's going to happen in the 7 years of tribulation. Can you imagine what this earth looks like when Jesus returns in Revelation 19? But here's what happens. During the 1,000-year reign of Christ, there is a partial fixing of the earth. The Bible says, I'm going to put a verse up, Isaiah 11, verse 6, 7, and 8. Isaiah 11, there's going to be a partial lifting, not a full lifting, but a partial lifting of the sin curse. And the scripture tells us in Isaiah 6 that the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. And the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together and the little child shall lead them. Here's what's going to happen in the tribulation. That ferociousness, that carnivore spirit, it's going to be gone. And the Bible says that a child, verse number eight, look at what it says. And the sucking child shall play on the hole of an asp. They said there'll be a little baby that'll play on a viper's pit and it won't be bitten one time because the curse will be partially lifted, but it won't be completely lifted because at the end of the 1,000-year reign of Christ, Satan will rebel one more time and the earth will rebel with him and the armies of the world will rebel with him and all of those people will come against Christ, and one final time he will take the devil and he'll take all the armies of the world and he'll cast them into the lake of fire which burneth forever and ever. And at the great white throne judgment, all of those people that have never been saved at all, they'll be cast alive in the lake of fire. But what happens to the earth? Watch this. The earth is a picture, and you are a picture of what God's going to do to the earth. The day God saved you, did He wreck you, do away with you? What did He do? He took you and made you a new creature. We put it like this, that word new creature, here's what the word means. He renovated you. What does it mean to renovate? I'm talking Chip and Joanna Gaines renovation. Not this Uncle Buck stuff. I'm talking real Chip. Uncle Buck just puts a new 3/8 piece of sheetrock over the old mold. You know what Chip and Joanna do? They go in and rip it down to the very foundation. That's what God does to the child of God. You're a picture of what God's going to do to the earth. I want to show you in the book of 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 10, 11, and 12, what God is going to do to the earth. Because the scripture says, John said, I searched and I looked for a new heaven and a new earth. New Jerusalem, 1,500 square miles on either side, all comes down. Where's it going to go? Is God going to do away with this place we've lived on? Remember, the earth is the Lord's. Watch this. Show me one time in the Bible where God ever throws anything of His away. God doesn't make trash, and He never throws anything away. He won't throw the earth away. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10, 11, and 12. These are my last verses. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. How does God purify you and me? He puts us through the fire. God always cleanses. Everything God does, He does the same way. He cleanses you and I by what? Fire. How's He going to cleanse the earth? The scripture says there'll be a great noise. You know what'll happen? Do you know how the world's held together? Atoms. What is a nuclear bomb? What is a nuclear explosion? What do they do to an atom? They split the atom. So what will happen at the coming when the Lord renovates the whole earth? Here's what God's literally going to do. What holds an atom together? Huh? DNA. DNA is the fabric. Have you ever studied DNA, what DNA is? DNA is the greatest story of the gospel. One day, if God will let me, I'll preach on that. Here's what God will do. God is going to take His hand off of His creation, and it's literally going to fall apart, and atoms are going to split. One atom bomb, one atomic bomb, is what happens when one atom explodes. What's going to happen when every atom flies apart? There's going to be a fervent heat. And God's going to melt the entire earth away. But God's not done. Because God doesn't put anything through the fire that He doesn't desire to bring out on the other side, purer as Bible, John says, I looked and I saw a new heaven and a new earth coming down from God out of what? Heaven. This earth, everything is running right on God's schedules. Everything is running exactly how God wants. The earth is not going to be knocked off kilter by a meteor. The sun is not going to burn out. And global warming is not going to fry your mother-in-law. I promise you, God's trains always run on time. And God knows exactly what He's doing with His earth. The truth about global warming, CO2 has nothing to do with it. The big three have everything to do with it. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Everything is just fine in the Father's house.